so hard to prove that God's not really real. While others say they know for sure His love you cannot feel, but I know He's real within my soul, for one day He cleansed and made me whole, and Jesus is still the answer for that longing deep in your soul.
Welcome to our program, Daily Walk, brought to you by the Apostolic Faith Church in Stavanger. We want to thank you for taking time out to join us today for this time of devotion, where we look into the Word of God together. We pray that God will bless you during this time of devotion. But before we continue, shall we have a word of prayer? Heavenly Father, we thank you so much for yet another opportunity you've given us to listen to your word. We pray, Jesus, that you will send your Holy Spirit to interpret this word to the life of each and every one of us. Help us, O God, to draw closer to you in all areas of our lives, that your Holy Spirit will be our guide and our God. And this time of devotion will be a blessing to all. Thank you, Jesus, for having heard our prayers, for we pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
Hebrews 11:23-40. Devotional focus verse. By faith, Moses, when he was come of years, refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter, choosing rather to suffer affliction with the people of God than to enjoy the pleasures of sin for a season. Hebrews 11:24-25. My brother-in-law tells of his father's conversion in Romania when it was under communist rule. Petru was the superintendent over several schools. In order to be in a leadership position in education, he had to become part of the Communist Party. His mother was saved and diligently prayed for her son. She was on her deathbed, and Petru prayed that if God would heal her, he would serve him. When God touched her, Petru kept his word and yielded his life to God. Every several months, an administrator from the government would meet with each principal to see how things were going. As ritual had it in the past, Petru was expected to pull out a bottle of wine and serve it to his guest before they got down to business. This time, however, Petru did not offer the wine. The administrator, who had already begun to suspect the change in Petru, asked him, "You didn't become one of those Christians, did you?" Petru answered, "Yes." The administrator gave him a chance to denounce his faith and to accept the values of the Communist Party, or he would lose his job. Petru, however, had faith in a higher authority and chose to suffer affliction with the people of God. Because of his stand, he was soon replaced by another superintendent and dismissed from the education field. He ended up working for a railroad system, going from a position of authority to a menial labor job. There may be times when we must choose to accept affliction, persecution, and reproach for doing the right thing. Like Moses, who forsook all the riches of Egypt to become poor and exiled, Petru sacrificed his earthly status because he saw what really mattered. God supplied his basic needs, but the world would say he lost everything. Petru, however, saw the invisible reward and believed in a greater call. He has obtained a good report through faith and expects one day to receive his recompense of the reward. Background information. Hebrews 11 contains only a partial record of those who triumphed through faith. Moses had faithful parents who taught him in faith during his first years. In time, Moses chose to suffer with God's people. His faith made him see the invisible and imperishable. With his human eyes, he could see reproach and poverty as a result, but through faith, he saw beyond to the recompense of the reward. The other individuals listed as great models of faith also saw past the visible elements of this earthly life. Rahab believed the God of Israel and chose to serve him even at the sacrifice of her own city. Although she was a heathen harlot, she was saved through faith and later became an ancestor of Christ. Gideon was a simple farmer, initially frightened at the Lord's call, but through faith he obtained one of the most memorable victories in the Bible. Barak obeyed the direction of the prophetess Deborah and led Israel to victory. Samson was willing to give his life to defeat the enemy. Samuel and David both brought Israel closer to God and both withstood persecution for it. There are many more stories of faith where miraculous victories were won. There were also those followers of God who were not delivered on earth. Even though they suffered torture and death, their accounts are as victorious as those of deliverance because they received a good report through faith. The writer of Hebrews declares the world was not worthy of these people. Conclusion. There is an old hymn that says, "Faith is the victory." When we see the invisible things of God through eyes of faith, we will have victory whether we face affliction or experience deliverance. Let us pray that God will open our eyes and increase our faith.
We hope you have enjoyed this time of devotion. We welcome you back tomorrow at the same time. If you are in Stavanger area, we invite you to attend our service on Sunday morning at 11 a.m. in our church, the Apostolic Faith, or in Norwegian, Apostolic Tro in Stavanger. The church is located at Tjensvollveien 56, next door to Tjensvoll School. You will hear music, be able to take part in singing, listen to personal testimonies of what God has done in the life of people, and you will be able to listen to the Word of God. We want to invite you to visit our website so that you can know more about us. Our Norwegian website is apostolisk-tro.no. Or if you prefer in English, you can visit our Portland headquarters church website, which is apostolicfaith.org. We would like to remind you that the devotional material that we are going through now with more Bible outline can be accessed via our Norwegian church website. We pray God bless you as you spend your time with us.
Let us close our devotion today with a short prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you so much for today. We thank you for the word that you sent to us in the devotion today. Lord Jesus, we are grateful because you know what our souls needed, and you send us the right encouragement, at this time. We live in a time, Jesus, when many are persecuted for their faith. We live in a time when many people cannot actually talk about their faith because of the consequences of doing so. But we lift our eyes up unto you today in recognition of the help that you've given to the saints who have gone before us. We ask Jesus that you will help us to make the right decision, no matter the cost, to endure till the end and to see things in a greater perspective, to put heaven in focus. Lord Jesus, we pray that you will help everyone today going through challenging time because of their faith. You will strengthen them, O God. You will help them to endure till the end. And Lord Jesus, peradventure there are some who, because of challenges and persecution, have walked away from the faith, that you will reach out to them. You will open their eyes to see the beauty that awaits us in your Father's kingdom, so that they can come back to the faith and endure till the end. Show all of us the vision of heaven and help us to follow through faithfully till the end. We ask that your blessings will be upon all the hearers of this program, and you will help all of us. Thank you, Jesus, for having heard our prayers. Thank you for having answered. For we pray, believing, in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
That God's not really real, while others say they know for sure His love you cannot feel. But I know He's real within my soul, for one day He cleansed and made. For that longing deep in your soul, Jesus is still the answer, and though time and ages roll, Jesus is still the answer. He's the answer for your soul. Say.